I went to Morrison's on Stallings Lane, and on the way back, I cut through the trading estate so that avoid them temporary traffic light things. And as I was driving up, a cat and two kittens ran out in front of the car from one of the factories. So I stopped. Car come the other way, they stopped and scared the kittens, and like they run off in front of my car. So I'm sat in my car like this, and the bloke's going, "Don't move, don't move." So gets out the car, gets out mine, and we could hear them meowing. We wondered if we got the torches on in it. Well, where are they?
You could hear two
Yeah, there was
meows.
two in there to start with, and we got the bonnet up, and we managed to spot one. Got one that went back to his mum. We pulled all the air filter off and everything like that, and there was bits hanging in my car, and then we said, well, it must have run off because we couldn't hear it. So I thought nothing else about it, but in the back of my mind, it was just there is something in that car.
So you kept on driving the car for the next
Yeah.
few days, and could you hear anything? I mean, was the engine purring?
Yeah, I thought I had trouble with my cat,
I'll take my hat off to you on that
honest. Yeah, the next few days, like Saturday night, we went to bed and we could definitely hear a cat meowing. So I've got up early Sunday morning, come downstairs, and nobody else is up. So I've got one of the kids up from upstairs, "Come and help me look for this cat in the car." "Mike, there isn't a cat in your car, like, you're imagining things. I've had the neighbours out. They've been there looking for the cat in the car." Then I said, "Right, Sunday afternoon, take it to my mate's garage. Let him get it up on the ramps. Let him have a good look round." So I took it to the garage, put it up on the ramps, had a look, stripped bits off it and this and that. "There's nothing under there." I said, "Okay, come back." And still on the back of my mind. And Wednesday, I'm just sat here looking out the window, and the neighbour's cat sniffing around the front of the car. So I just happened to go out, lift the bonnet up, and he's just there. So bang this window like the missus has come running out, spotted the kitten in the car. "Oh, you're right. It's you're not mad."
Gail, did you think he was going a bit yampy?
No, because I heard it as well, but Mike can be a bit yampy at
So
times.
just talk me through then. You'd opened the bonnet after pretty much a week, and there was this little kitten in the bonnet. What sort of condition was she in?
She just looked a bit dirty, and you could just see these little, well, I think them green eyes now, but little blue eyes just looking up through the engine. And then we got her out, and well, we didn't get her out. We took us about 2 hours. We had to phone up the fire brigade first, and they told me to ring 999. So I rung 999, then they told me to ring the RSPCA. So we phoned those, and then the RSPCA come out. Mike got the mechanic out as well, jacked the car up, and got her out.
And she's here this morning. You've got a dog as well. You've got another cat. She's got her own little playhouse already made out of cardboard with her name Lucky plastered across the top. And I've sent some photographs back as well, so you can see them on the Facebook page. She doesn't seem to be traumatised by the experience.
She was when we first got her, she was just hiding everywhere, but it's took till now for her to feel confident enough to come out. But she seems absolutely fine now. She's come out. Lucky.
And I suppose
Sorry.
you're just relieved that she was actually there
In the
because you knew
car.
all along because everyone thought you were barmy.
Yeah, well, the mechanic who come, it was the same one who I took to. And as soon as he got the cat out the car, he phoned the other mechanic and said, "Hey, Mikey, are you going mad?" And said, apparently, after I'd left on Sunday, the one lad says, "Oh, it is a shame for you, mate. He must be having too much medication." Because we're off work because of my leg, like, and having painkillers, and now he's like, "I think it's the medication. It's finally."
So Lucky seems well settled now. You got the other kitten. You got this. Is the dog okay with having a new cat
Oh
coming in?
yeah. The dog loves everybody.
Spoilt rotten. Wonderful story.